Hello, hello. Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea, and today things look a little bit different around here. Unfortunately, I am missing my better half of the podcast. Haley is not with me this week. She is on a much deserved little vacay. She went home to see her parents and her family. She celebrated Mother's Day there and has a family wedding to go to. And I believe her sister just graduated too. So anyway, I'm glad she has a little time away. Obviously we miss her. She is here in spirit, I'm sure. But don't worry, you still get me this week. Were you worried? This week, however, I am joined by someone very special to me. Haley and I joke that he is our podcast manager because he is very involved or likes to involve himself in all things Two Blondes, One Pod. He is my other better half, my better half in life, my baby daddy, making his podcast debut. Please give a warm welcome to my husband, David. Woohoo! Say hi, David.
Hello.
How do you feel about being on the podcast?
Well, I don't know. I'm here.
Yeah, you're here. Thank you for being here so I don't have to do a solo episode. Solo episodes. I mean, I think people who do solo podcasting, like, it's a real talent.
Yeah, the only people I know who do solo podcasts consistently are, like, Theo Vaughn. We'll do one like occasionally, like maybe once a month, not even that often. And then what's his face?
I don't know. A lot of people do solo podcasts.
Well, who's the comedian that we like?
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr does a podcast by himself, mm-hmm. I think weekly, like every week by himself. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's a real talent to be able to just like sit and hold your own for up to an hour, however long.
So. Yeah, I don't know what I would say.
Yeah, me either. So thanks for being here. It's kind of fun because we just put our kids to bed and now we are just hanging out. We're on our kitchen table and it's just like we're hanging out at night, but we're podcasting together. So
instead of watching Netflix.
Yeah, instead of watching Netflix. Kind of fun. Anyway, let's do our weekly updates.
Okay, you first.
Okay, me
first. I feel like Haley always says you first, so okay. I'll follow suit.
Okay, all right. Don't be calling out Haley. This is her territory.
I know.
Okay. So we are just getting off of Mother's Day weekend. My Mother's Day was great. Thanks to you.
What did I do?
Yeah, so I'll talk highly about David for a minute. So David brought me breakfast in bed on Mother's Day. Which was very nice. He went and got me flowers in the morning with the girls. Oh, yeah. David's showing me a picture right now of the breakfast he brought me in bed.
Yeah, I have to have evidence.
Yeah, to have the evidence. But he and the girls went and got me flowers that morning, which is so crazy because I did not even hear you guys get up and leave. So that was nice. And then
me and all the other men with like a kid or two, like randomly, like trying to find flowers.
Yep. The men are on it. He had the girls, well, kind of draw me like little pictures in the morning. So that was really cute. And then we just all went to church together as a family. And then I actually went and got my nails done on Mother's Day. Ran home, and then we did dinner with my family for Mother's Day. So anyway, all in all, a really good Mother's Day. And David said my present is that I get to decorate our front porch, which I'm finding interesting, but
no. Well, and based off your episode, you're gonna get a whatchamacallit,
what,
an apron, but I can't buy you anything. So if I bought you an apron, you would think it's ugly. So
I'm not that hard to buy for. So Haley did all the links on that episode on our Instagram, and she literally linked an apron that was so cute and I would wear.
Okay, well.
Made it easy for you.
I don't have Instagram.
Okay, this is true. David does not have Instagram.
So did not see that.
Mm-hmm. David and I are the couple that like secretly like share an Instagram, but like we don't really share one. He just like gets on mine.
Yeah, because I don't have one.
Yeah, but all of his friends send me like all the reels. Yeah. But so anyway, I get all these guys sending me reels, but they're all for David. So at the end of the day, I have like a whole bunch of reels to show David and things that his friends have sent him. But anyway, I digress. But yeah, so anyway, Mother's Day weekend, super great. I'm getting an apron and decorating the front porch, apparently.
And some Taylor Swift swag.
Okay, Taylor Swift swag. Well,
there was a few things in there.
Well, Taylor Swift came out with new merch, and David was like, why don't you order yourself some Taylor Swift merch? And I was like, okay. So I went on the website and I tried to place an order, but it did not work. It was like, oh, your card didn't go through, something, something. I went and checked my card and it had charged me four times for one shirt. And anyway, ended up, because those charges were like pending, none of them ended up going through. But so I don't know. I'm kind of scared to.
I think it's just because it was the first day and there was like probably a ton of people ordering stuff.
I don't know. Maybe none of it is like sold out. So who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, so that is what Mother's Day was like for me. Today, this is my only other update. Today, I took Rowan to her first dance rehearsal or dress rehearsal for her dance recital. Anyway, it was so cute. Didn't she look so cute with a little bun in her hair?
Yeah, I think that's the first time you've ever done it in a bun.
I know. It was cute. It is. It's the first time. She has just really fine, thin hair. And so I was kind of worried about how it would go, but it was good.
Yeah.
And she looked so cute. Anyway, she has her dance recital a week from today. And then she's done with dance until the fall. So it's been really fun to have her in dance this season.
And she's sad about it.
Yeah, she is sad about it. I was telling her today, I'm like, this is your last dance class. And she was like, no, I want to be in dance forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you get a break for the summer, but we can put you back in next season. So anyway, that's all I've got. What about you? Anything?
Well, other than celebrating Mother's Day, which was great, and texting all the mothers in our lives. Mm-hmm. We went to the Tulip Festival.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
This week, which was fun. It's like the point of the mountain or Thanksgiving point if you don't live in Utah, and they just bring in, I don't know, thousands and thousands of tulips. Mm-hmm. And then you can kind of go walk around these gardens, and so it was fun. It was fun to take the girls. Ivy was running around the whole time, and then Rowan was not so much, but she enjoyed it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ivy was a trooper. These gardens are huge, and Ivy walked the whole entire time. Like, that's a lot of walking for her tiny little legs.
And they have like waterfalls, and Rowan loved the waterfalls, so that was fun. And then over the weekend, it was fun. We went to our friend's house, and then they have like a green egg. It's not a green egg, it's a Komodo like smoker, and we did pizzas, and that was super fun because we can't do that here. So I thought that was really fun.
Okay, but now I'm interested in buying a pizza attachment.
We'd almost just have to buy like a pizza oven.
Okay.
But, and then
I don't know. I don't know about the smoking life. That's your thing.
We could. I think it would probably just be cheaper at the end of the day to just get like an actual pizza oven.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other thing is I just had a quick business trip in Washington, which was fun because I got to see my aunt and uncle who live out there that I don't see very often. So it was fun that work took me out there so I could go say hi to them.
Mm-hmm. Work always taking you everywhere.
Yeah, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, that's my weekly update.
Yeah. That was it. Good. That was great. Those are two things I like completely forgot about.
Yeah.
So
good to know.
Anyway. Okay. So we're going to do pop culture as always. And David, I mean, I didn't ask him to, but he wanted to bring some things to the table. So.
Well, one thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you go first.
Okay. So I'm just going to read off what I have and you can just comment. I don't expect you to know too much about all these things.
Maybe I'll surprise you.
Maybe you'll surprise me. We'll see. So just announced today, Joan Vassos, I think that's how you say her name, was announced as the first Golden Bachelorette. Okay.
So this is like the old ones, like the old ladies.
Yes.
Or so, old lady and old men.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they have done one season of The Golden Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And then this year, I'm guessing in the fall again, they're going to be doing Golden Bachelorette.
What's their age? Are they like in their 50s or are they older?
No, Gary was older. I think he was in his 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they didn't end up together.
So they got married, but then they just announced they're divorcing. Like, I hope they had a couple weeks ago. Yeah, who knows? I don't know. But yeah, so they are actually divorcing. But yeah, Joan Vassa. So she left week three. So she was in Gary's season. She left week three due to a family emergency. And when I first saw this, I was kind of like, my first reaction was just like, WTF. Like, why would they make her the Golden Bachelorette? But I've had a few hours to process this information. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't remember enough about Joan, don't know enough about her to even really have a true opinion about it. So anyway, I just hope that it will be a good and entertaining season, because I just really truly don't even know anything about her. But
I was going to ask you if you like, what's her deal? Like, what's your career or anything? But
no, don't know anything. I could do more research on her, but I just don't know that much about her. I don't remember her very well, but anyway, I hope it's a good season. I'm glad they finally have picked a Golden Bachelorette. It's been a long time coming.
Well, so when do the episodes drop?
I think probably fall.
How do you watch it?
We watch it on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah, or my neighborhood, actually, the women in my neighborhood do like a bachelor night on Mondays. Yep. So I'll be watching it with them. But yeah, anyway, so there's that. This is late news, and it will be very, very late news when this episode comes out. It'll be like 2 weeks late. But Haley will kill me if I don't at least mention it, because if I am correct, I'm pretty sure Haley also predicted this at the beginning of the year, but Haley Bieber is pregnant. So Haley Bieber and Justin Bieber having a little Bieber baby.
And she's like super pregnant, right?
She's like, I don't know, 6 months or something?
Yeah, so not like 6 weeks. It's like she's been pregnant for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, decently pregnant, far along. So anyway, really exciting.
Do they have a name or a gender or anything?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't know why when I picture this baby, I picture a boy, but not that I'm like trying to predict their baby. I just picture a little mini Justin. It'll be exciting either way.
Yeah, that is big news for them.
It is. It's really big news. Like, so many people are always saying that they think they'll be divorcing and whatever. But I'm pretty sure also that, I don't know, their pictures, it almost looked like they were doing like a vow renewal too when they like did their pregnancy announcement.
How long have they been married?
Ooh, I don't know. A few years.
Yeah, so not that long to do a vow renewal. Isn't that at least like 5 years or something that would be like the first time you'd want to do it?
I don't know, but maybe they have been married at least 5 years. I don't know, but that's just what it looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, I got to slide Taylor Swift in here somewhere. If you're living under a rock and you have not seen, she added the Torture Poets Department set to the Eras Tour. I made David watch it all.
Yes, I have seen every set and every costume change.
Yeah, I sat and watched the entire live stream of the night one
in Paris
show. Yeah, and so I have it screen recorded on my phone, and then obviously there's way better. David is made laughing at me.
While I'm slaving at work, you're just watching the Eras Tour.
Yeah. Well, what day was that? Oh, it was Thursday.
Yeah, so yeah. I was gone.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, anyway, my screen recorded it. So it was like, I don't know. Anyway, it was really good. What was your favorite part?
I know you kept asking me this, but I don't know if I have a favorite part.
I mean, come on.
It was good. I honestly, I'd have to like rewatch it.
David is a Swiftie, for all of you that don't know.
Yes.
Just kidding.
She does come up on my playlist all the time.
Yeah, my personal favorite part of the new Torture Poets set is the smallest man who ever lived. Yeah, that part is so good.
What's that one again? Like the chorus?
I'm not about to
just
sing.
Just say the words. Don't sing it. Just say it.
No, well, you can. I'll re-show you.
Okay.
We'll find the video and I'll show you. Anyway, David thinks he's gonna get me to sing on this podcast. Don't be coughing the whole time, okay?
That was one cough.
Okay, anyway, moving on. Oh, this is something I put down. This will also be like so late by the time this episode airs, so just fair warning, but I thought David and I could talk a little bit about this because we watched it together, and I would consider David a comedian connoisseur, if you will.
I do love stand-up.
Yes, David is a big stand-up guy. We watched the roast of Tom Brady.
That was actually pretty freaking good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Who do you think was the best?
What's her face? Oh my gosh.
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, her set was really good. I also thought Tony Hinchcliffe's set was amazing.
Who is that?
He's the one, like the, he like sat next to Dana White and he does like the Kill Tony podcast.
Oh yeah, he killed.
And then he was like, you know, like you've never watched Kill Tony with me, right?
I haven't.
I watched Kill Tony almost weekly.
He was hilarious though.
Yeah, his set was like, it was just so tight. Like it was so good.
Yeah.
And then Disappointment was by Two Bears, like Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer's set was not good. It was like not well rehearsed or something. And then like their energies weren't matching.
Yeah.
Like their podcast is hilarious and I love their podcast, Two Bears, One Cave. Mm-hmm. But their set was not good and I was kind of disappointed. And then a lot of the, it's almost as if like Tom Segura wasn't like originally going to be there.
Yeah.
And then like last minute came because all the other comedians were roasting everybody else like you do when you do like a roast, whatever. And no one was roasting Tom Segura. So it's like, I don't think that he was announced or like it was a last minute ad or something.
Totally. I can see that.
Because I was just like, no one's giving Tom any love. And I know that like they all do podcasts and stuff together. So they're all buddies. So that was kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
And then who was the other one that I thought was really good? There's one other one.
I don't know. Honestly, I know Kevin Hart hosted, but every single thing Kevin Hart said, I was dying.
He did a good job.
He was killing it. He was so funny. Going back to Nikki Glaser, David knows how I feel about female comedians. Okay, yeah. I do not think they're funny. I feel like they have to way overcompensate and be so crude and so annoying. And a lot of the time they just really annoy me. Well, I am here to like formally announce that I have decided that I really like Nikki Glaser. She is super funny to me.
Taylor Tomlinson is also hilarious.
She is decently funny.
Taylor Tomlinson is probably my favorite.
Tomlinson.
She's got a few specials. She's hilarious.
Nikki Glaser is definitely funnier, but she is decently funny too.
Nikki Glaser is hilarious. Out of like female comics that like stand out, those two are for sure the funniest. Mm-hmm. I think from the ones that I've seen that have like several specials.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else that stood out to me during that roast. I don't know. What is his name? Gronk.
He was the butt of a lot of jokes and he took it great. Everyone loves him. He took it
great, but I hated his set.
Yeah. I mean,
he's like a man baby and
yeah.
I hate it. Like, was he on cocaine or something?
I don't know.
Not all there. Especially him, like, breaking the glass on stage.
Well, and there was people in the audience that, like, really, like, Shane Gillis was there, and he would have killed. Even Jim Gaffigan was in the audience. I'm trying to think. There were so many other comedians that were there that I was like, oh, maybe, you know, they'll come up and have a set. Ali Wong is another female comic at that. And actually, she has like a lot of shows now. And I enjoy her shows because she'll like produce them and then usually star in them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but her stand-up's also pretty funny.
Yeah, she's okay.
Yeah, you don't really like her that much.
I have a hard time getting on board with female comedians. They are, like I said, I just like they feel like they have to overcompensate so much. They're just so like crude and nasty and just like not even fun to listen to. But anyway, oh my gosh, are you okay over there?
Yeah, I told you my throat's sore, so okay. I don't know.
Oh, great. Another sickie.
We'll disinfect the mic, Haley.
Okay, well, anything else you want to add about the roast of Tom Brady?
No, I thought what was interesting, though, is Netflix has now done two live events. The other one was with, what's his name? Cat Williams. And he did a live like stand-up event, and then this one was like the second one. And I know it was a roast. It wasn't just like a stand-up special. But I think it's interesting that Netflix is doing that. And then also, oh my gosh, it's Mike Tyson and Logan Paul are fighting.
Okay, when is that happening?
July, I believe. Like I want to say it's like the 4th of July weekend, or let me find it. Let's see. But anyway, that's a live event that Netflix is doing. And I know that what was the one show? Was it like The Circle or something also tried to do like a live finale and it like did not work? Do you remember that?
It was Love is Blind, like two seasons ago.
And it just like didn't work. It kept saying we'll be back in 15 minutes for like an hour, and it never came back on.
Well, and then this last season of Love is Blind, and I think Haley and I might have talked about it because we were covering all things Love is Blind, but they said that their finale or their reunion was live, and it was not. It was pre-recorded, but they like,
I think they tried to do it live,
but it was pre-recorded. They had I don't know,
but
film and scenes from it, so.
I do think it's interesting that Netflix is doing like live events, and the Jake Paul fight versus Mike Tyson is July 20th. I really hope Mike knocks him out, but I don't know. He's like, what, 37 years old or 37 years older? Uh-huh. And anyway, Jake Paul's in his 20s and Mike's like in his late 50s.
Yeah, Jake Paul deserves to be knocked out.
I think Mike Tyson will be 58 and he's looking great. I mean, he is not a normal 50-year-old. But then if you look at videos of Mike when he was in his prime, like when he was 19 or 20, and his fights, is just his speed is out of this world, which obviously you just don't have. I think he still looks great, like, obviously way better than anything I could do. He's still a champ, but he's also fighting Jake Paul in his like 20s, and they're probably both pretty enhanced.
Yeah Well, that will be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a pro fight, like it's gonna show up on their pro card, so it's not even like a, what do they call it, expeditionary fight. It's like a real pro fight. It's gonna show up on their records.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll be watching it for sure.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
Oh, are you done? Do you have any other?
I'm done.
Pop culture?
No.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is like UFC 301 was a super boring card, which I think any card after 300 was not going to be the same because 300 was like so stacked. But 302 is looking good. You got Dustin Poirier. Or Poirier, however you say it, Poirier.
Poirier, yeah.
Which we saw him fight when, what, I don't think it was it his last fight? The one in Salt Lake?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, I think this will be a good one. I really hope he wins. It's against Islam Makhachev. And I don't know. It will be a good fight. I really want Dustin to win. I really like Dustin as like a person anyway. And then Sean Strickland will be fighting again.
Oh, nice.
It's a good card. Randy Brown.
When is that?
That's going to be, it's like the first, what's the date? It's like the first weekend in July. I think June 2nd. Yeah. And then McGregor's back for 303. Mm-hmm. And so.
I thought 302.
No, 302 is the one with Dustin.
Oh, okay.
And then, 303. And that's going to be the end of, I don't know the date. Let me look it up. Anyway. Yeah, McGregor's back. And so McGregor is the only UFC fighter to have over 1 million, I can't remember what it is, like pay-per-view. Anyway, he's had like 9, and there's a few that have had like, I totally lost the stat. Something like he's only had like 7 or something like that. Ridiculous amount of like pay-per-view that like sold over 1 million or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like 1 million people, I don't know, paid for the pay-per-view.
That's great for him, but McGregor needs to not. He needs to, like, officially retire, be done.
I don't think any fighter has really come back from a leg kick like he had and, like, done super well. And he was, like, kind of already on a losing streak. I mean, he won Cowboy Cerrone, but we watched that fight. Remember, it was, like, pretty short. It was, like, a one round.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I like McGregor. It is... I don't know. Sometimes it's nice to see people retire when they're still on top instead of like you see some of these fighters that keep fighting, which it's hard for them because that's their life. But yeah, I'm excited to see McGregor come back. I hope he wins, but we'll see how he can handle after a leg kick.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes for him, honestly. He's not impressed me his last couple fights. So,
well, he's fighting your boy, though.
Wait, really?
Or no, sorry, Michael Chandler, not your boy.
Okay. Yeah, wow, okay.
Anyway.
That would have shocked me. Okay, well, is that
yeah.
all you have?
Kay. That's it.
All right. Well, let's get into the real topic of today. So today, David and I were doing something easy and fun for David's very first podcast episode.
We got to get Vince to do an episode now.
Yeah. I don't think Vince will do an episode.
I'm going to text him right now.
I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, Vince, but I don't know. He seemed like he wasn't interested in being on the pod. So, but anyway, today we are playing the newlywed game, and basically I'm going to ask like the same question to both of us, and David will give the answer that he thinks I would say and vice versa.
Oh, you'd say that again?
I'm going to ask you a question, mm-hmm. and we're both going to answer the question.
Okay.
So you'll just say whatever you think the answer is.
That you That's would all. Say.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. And then you say what I think I would say.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we're just answering questions. That's all. Anyway, you ready?
How many questions do you got there?
I have like 25, I think, but you know, if we get to them, we get to them. If we don't, whatever.
Okay. Send it.
Okay, what was your childhood nickname? So you're guessing what my childhood nickname was, and I'm guessing yours.
Like in your friend group or like your parents?
Yeah, like my parents. I'm guessing yours was Tigger.
Well.
Because your mom tells me every time I see her that your nickname was Tigger.
I don't remember that. And
because you were bouncing off the walls when you were little.
If I were to say my childhood nickname would just be like my last name because of like all the sports, I was always called Two.
But that is still your nickname to this day.
Tigger or Two?
Two.
It's like, what? Excuse me? For you, honestly, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Brian, I'm sure, had a nickname for you and I'm probably would know.
Yeah, Brian is my stepdad. I honestly, like, I don't think he had a nickname for me really. My dad had a nickname for me though, and I've told you this before.
I'm sure this is the whole episode is going to get me in trouble because I won't know any answer to anything.
Yeah, no, my
wait.
Okay,
what? Give me a hint.
I don't have a hint.
Okay, then what is it? I don't know.
My dad would always call me Bug. That's my nickname.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
This is going to be rough.
They're not all like this. It's not like trivia of my life. Okay. Who is most likely to deal with a spider between the two of us?
Me.
Okay.
Not you.
I mean, I've dealt with my fair share of spiders.
When
you
I'm
know
not
why?
Home.
Okay, yes, which is often. But also when you are home, there are so many times where I'll be like, David, there's a spider on the ceiling. And you'll be like, oh, like whatever. And you'll just sit there. And I have to take care of it.
Well, remind you, when I lived in Africa for a couple of years, South Africa to be specific, I would wake up with spiders the size of my hand next to like me on the wall. And those spiders you handle, or even then, like the locals would be like, oh, just leave it alone. It will be fine. Like, it won't bother you if you don't bother it. And so when I see a spider the size of my pinky, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It's a big deal. Were they really the size of your hand?
Some of them, yeah. I have pictures of them. I'll have to show you. Pull
Where?
Them up.
I've never seen these.
I have SIM cards for my, because I had a point
Where
and shoot
they?
Camera. I have them.
Where are they?
I don't know. Somewhere in this house. I do have them. I will show you.
Okay. Been married 9 years. Never seen the photos of the hand-sized spiders. Okay. What would be your spouse's ideal date? So what do you think my ideal date
would
be?
Your ideal date.
I'll answer for you if you need a moment to think.
No. Okay. I think you'd want to go to dinner somewhere.
A food is a
number
must.
Number one. And it would probably be, what's that? That Italian place that's so good.
Oh, what is it called?
Actually, no. What? It wouldn't be.
Okay.
But what is that place called?
Isn't it called like, I'm going to say it wrong and everyone's going to get mad at me. It's called like Silicamia.
Whatever. That place is bomb.
Or something.
Up
yeah.
in like what? It's like in Holiday?
I don't know. Yeah, Salt Lake.
Anyway, that place is really good. But you would want, what's that Mexican restaurant you love?
La Casita.
La Casita or something like that. Something kind of authentic.
I would probably choose Little India.
Really?
I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, that's on... Well, top of my list too.
I mean, that's a good one. But I would say La Casita and then doing something artsy, like going to one of those, I want to call it Color Me Mine, but that's not right.
I mean, I'd love to go to Color Me Mine.
Yeah, you would like that. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know after that. But that even just doing those and then, you know, coming home or like getting a hotel room even. And so you don't have to deal with the kids would be great. That would be an ideal date.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that would be ideal for you. Okay. David would want us to be working out together. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be nice. Enjoy that.
Yes, we would have a full workout session, like a 3-hour workout session.
No, an hour is fine.
No, you would want three.
If you were talking, yeah.
Okay, and so anyway, we would work out together, then probably like a nap. And then
a full date. Workout.
This is like nap. David's ideal day. Yeah, we would take a nap weekend together. We would both get up and drink like protein shakes or something. And then there would be no eating out on this date because David hates to eat out anywhere. Not fun for him. We would probably get ice cream. We'd probably get like iceberg or something.
Like shakes.
Like shakes or smoothies. You would opt out of shakes at the last minute because you know that's what I'd be excited for. And you'd be like, how about a smoothie instead? Something healthy. And they'd be like, okay.
Well, Roxbury's bomb.
Roxbury is bomb. I don't know. Something like that. And like go-karting. David would be like, let's go go-karting.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Something like that.
So an active date.
Yes. You'd be like, let's go on a hike. Let's go on a rug. Go on a run. Anything to like put me in physical pain, David's about. So, yeah.
The only thing I would change is steak. I'd like want to go get a steak somewhere.
Okay, but you would be like, I'm not even hungry. And then, anyway, you would complain that you're not even hungry.
Well, yours was pretty close. I just, with a steak dinner somewhere, I'd add that in, and then it would be perfect.
Okay, yeah, noted. Okay, what was the worst date with your spouse?
Okay, you go first. I have a good idea.
Okay. So
it wasn't really a date. It was a trip.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're thinking of. But okay. So I think like our worst date would have happened on my birthday. It was like my first birthday we spent together. And this is like,
was like out of my control though.
This yeah, was bad. I mean, it was. But so it was my birthday and we had known each other. Like,
you're turning 20. You were turning 20.
Yeah, I turned 20. Anyway, I wanted to go on like a drive up the canyon. So we went on a drive up the canyon and specifically it was American Fork Canyon. Anyway, usually you have to like buy a parking pass or whatever.
Like a day pass.
Yeah, to like stop and park and stuff. Sorry, excuse the texts. David's family group chat is going off. Anyway. So we did not buy like a day pass. We went up and parked at like this lake that's in American Fork Canyon. Anyway, I ended up getting a parking ticket. Happy birthday to me.
Oh, I forgot you got a ticket.
Yeah. I know. Like what? Anyway, we drove back to my house. I'm probably missing details in between. We drove back to my house and I was like, oh, I just like, let's just like watch Clueless and hang out. Anyway, long story short, David ended up getting a migraine.
Yeah, not in my control.
Not in his control. Poor, poor baby. Got a migraine. Slept on my bed for the rest of my birthday. And I just like went downstairs and like made cookies for myself or something. But
yeah, I remember waking up in your room and you weren't there. And I was like, what is happening? And then I went out and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go drive home now. Like I remember thinking like I was a terrible. And that was your first birthday with. Together.
Yeah. No, and I mean like honestly, there's just like no like horrible dates we've been on, you know what I mean? So that's like the only thing I can think of.
Oh, well, mine, we literally were just telling our friends about this, but when we went to Disneyland.
Okay.
And we got in like a legit fight. I don't remember what the fight was for, but we were in line at the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
And we were fighting, legit fighting. Like, Chelsea wasn't raising her voice, but, like, she wasn't being quiet either. And
well, it doesn't matter when you're, like, standing shoulder to shoulder
with all these people. But I could, like, tell everyone around us, like, you know how you zig and zag? People were, like, waiting to, like, get within earshot to, like, listen to our argument. And it was terrible. It was like a legit fight. And I just remember thinking like, this is the worst. I think I said something like, I don't know. I'm not going to bring it up. I can't remember.
I don't know. Anyway. All I remember is being in that fight and then getting on the Haunted Mansion ride. And we were pissed. We were so pissed. And then it's so funny because like the Haunted Mansion ride will like turn you to like face the mirror. And like we were both just so mad sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So that wasn't like a date, but I can remember like that was like the most embarrassing/terrible day we had together.
Oh, well, if that's the most terrible day we've had together, then good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Moving on from our Disneyland fight. Okay. Coughing.
I'm coughing.
Messages
in my shoulder.
Dinging. No. Haley, where are you? Help. Okay. What word would best describe yourself in the morning? So what word would best describe me in the morning? And I'll do
to describe you?
Yeah.
Like dead.
Oh.
Like you in the morning? You are the kind of person that if you are getting up at 8 or 8:30, you set your alarm at 7 and it snoozes every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It is so annoying.
Facts.
Grateful I don't have to deal with that ever because I'm way out of bed before then. But yeah, like you, like I love it when you look tired in the morning. Like, you know, I think it's like cute, but like you are like dead. You are not a functioning human. For a while in the morning.
I am not a functioning human before 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Okay. Dead. Awesome. I would say, if I'm just using one word to describe you, I don't know. You're such a morning person.
I wasn't always, though. I used to be like a night owl, believe it or not.
I don't believe it. You are, I don't know, like productive, ready to go. Like, I don't know. You are, David's alarm goes off and he is like, out of bed immediately. I do not know how you do that.
I set my alarm to the very last second so that I know if I don't get up immediately, I will be late for work or late for whatever I'm doing in the morning. And so like even the other day when I was on my business trip, I told someone we had to like get up early. And I think I set my alarm for like 10 minutes until we were supposed to like meet in the lobby to go do whatever. And they were like, you set your alarm for 10 minutes ago? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I got up like an hour ago. He's like, how do you get ready? I'm like, I'm ready. All I have to do is like put on my clothes and I'm good to go. So anyway.
Yeah. You are up and at 'em first thing in the morning. Don't know how you do it. Okay. What is your spouse's favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Yeah.
You and I both.
Or just cheese.
Double
cheese girl.
Yeah, I am a double cheese
or
girl.
Or five cheese girl, those pizzas.
As many cheeses as possible. I would say for you, you really like a chicken, bacon, like buffalo situation.
Yeah, but that's like a pizza. That's like my favorite pizza, not my favorite topping.
I mean, sure, but they're toppings.
But if you could only have one.
Okay, yeah.
Pepperoni.
Yeah, pepperoni for the win. Boring, but effective. Okay, your spouse wants fast food for dinner. Where are you eating?
Fast food as in like you're eating whatever you want? Like fast food or like Cafe Rio?
Yeah, like Cafe Rio.
I would say Cafe Rio.
Okay, yeah. 100%.
What about for me?
I would say probably... Ooh, for you, it's got to be like Chipotle. You can do Panda, In-N-Out.
You know what all my work colleagues would say?
What?
Beto's.
Oh, yeah, you
I
are
eat
Beto's guy.
All the time. But you don't like Beto's, so we don't really do that together.
Beto's is so scary.
I love Beto's.
I cannot do like a Beto's Rancheritos moment.
No, I get the California burrito with their guac sauce, and it slaps.
Mm, yeah.
It's so good.
Not a fan.
They do punch cards now.
Oh, good.
And you only have to get 7 burritos.
God bless.
To get a free one. Oh, yeah. I get free ones way too often.
Do you?
Well, me and Eric will go.
Oh, Eric. Anyway. Shout out to Eric.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your biggest shopping addiction? What's my biggest shopping
Yours? Addiction? Amazon? Every night at like 3 in the morning? I literally, let's like pull up my email. My last like 5 emails will literally be your orders.
Okay.
Let's see. Amazon.
Well attacked.
Out of the last 10 emails, 4 of them are Amazon orders that I did not place. So I would say Amazon.
I do love some late night shopping.
Yes.
When I'm up with our daughter in the middle of the night.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I do love some late night shopping.
Nice yours.
But like, what is something in particular that I love to buy? Not just like...
You love to buy for our girls.
Yeah.
Because you're actually really frugal and like really good, but then we had kids and you just love to spend all of our money on our children.
Yeah, I do love to buy. It's usually like kids' clothes. I love some kids' clothes.
Like if I were to pull up these orders, I bet you they're for the girls.
I honestly don't even remember. If I had to say what your shopping addiction was, definitely gym equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't buy gym equipment.
You buy like...
It's like once a year.
Okay, yeah. But you buy like any and everything for hobbies. So it's like whatever hobby you're into.
Like what else other than the gym?
Like if you're into jiu-jitsu, which you are... Oh my gosh, which you are right now. And like...
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're just buying like random stuff for that. It'll be like a mouth guard and a gi. So
that I don't lose a tooth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying you buy stuff revolving around whatever your hobby is at that moment.
Well, you are the same.
David is a big... What is the word? Hobbyist? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you are too. You're doing the sourdough stuff. You bought a lot of random stuff for the sourdough.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't know.
What were you saying about me being a hobbyist?
No, I'm just saying you always have a hobby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel like you do too.
Okay. Well,
yeah. You don't think?
Your hobbies are a little more expensive, I guess.
No. I don't know.
Me either. Okay. What was on the menu at your wedding?
We had like a crepe stand.
Okay. Yeah. I was like,
we had crepes. We had
Italian sodas, but I was like, why can I not remember what we had? We didn't have like a real dinner. We just had food.
We had one other thing. Was it donuts?
No.
Cookies?
No.
We had something
else. We had a crepe bar.
We had a crepe bar and Italian soda. We had three.
I think in like sandwiches or something.
We had something else.
I think it was sandwiches. And then we had
cake after.
Well, yeah.
Our cake, but. That was it. We didn't do a dinner.
Yeah, no. It's like a Utah wedding situation. People don't really do dinners, I feel like.
But we went to like a nice venue and it was outside and we had like our ring ceremony and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, who is the funniest?
I don't know. That's hard. You're pretty funny. I feel like I'm funny, but like you're pretty funny.
I feel like you're funnier.
I don't know.
I feel like... I like, not that I think I'm funny, but I just like laugh more than you. You're like more dry.
I have to be careful because if people don't know me, they just think I'm a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I have learned that I gotta be like when I'm around new people, I have to be careful.
Your humor can be pretty dry. So I think like I am more, I don't know, giggly more. I laugh at things more. You're more dry, but I think you're funny.
I don't know. That's hard because I think, I don't know.
It's just so, it's so hard. We're just so funny.
We're just
funny.
So funny.
Yeah.
We just watch stand-up comedy and oh, we're just, my gosh. We could be comedians.
Yeah, it's so hard to be this funny. Okay. Who is better with animals? This is such a weird question.
You.
100% me.
Why 100% you?
Because I am like...
Because I don't like cats.
Okay, yeah.
That doesn't count.
But even like... If we go to someone else's house and they have a dog, like, who is loving on the dog? Me, always.
Well, it depends on the dog.
No, it doesn't really. Like, I am always the one that is, like, gravitating towards the animals.
Yeah, you like animals more than me.
Yeah, I would consider myself an animal person. I would not consider you an animal person.
I think I used to be, but I think they're just, I just don't like them anymore. I just don't care for them.
Yeah, see, so why are you arguing?
I don't know. Yeah. You were just like, definitely me. And I was like,
definitely
well,
me.
How is it definitely? But it is. It's you.
It's me. Who wanted to get married first?
You.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because you thought I was going to propose to you sooner than I did.
Okay, yeah, actually, I agree with
this. And then
this.
Even then, when we got engaged, I talked about possibly delaying the wedding once.
Yeah. Why was that? Because you were scared of ring prices? What was it?
I mean, that was definitely part of it. I was like a broke college kid. And then it was like five times the amount of money I've ever had in my life to get you this freaking ring. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it was just nervous. It was a big commitment.
Yeah, I think it probably was me. You're right.
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
I wanted to get married to you, obviously. I asked you, but.
Okay. Okay. What do you think your partner's greatest strength is?
Yours?
Yeah.
You're kind.
Oh, thank you.
But like, that's kind of a cop out. Let me explain.
Okay.
You're please kind don't. And you're able to like love someone even if they do terrible things.
Okay.
And like stand by them because you just like love them for who they are no matter what. Like almost, I would say almost unconditional love. I don't really believe in that. But if someone were to have unconditional love, I would say it would be you.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I'm so kind, but
I think so. To like your close friends and family that like you're really loyal to.
Yeah. Yeah. Loyal is more the word. I don't loyal. Know. You think that's my greatest strength though?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do.
Okay. I would say yours. I mean, it's like a double-edged sword for me, but like I've never met anyone more ambitious in my life. The ambition is real. Like you can do literally anything you put your mind to.
Yeah, almost.
No, you can.
I've had some failures.
It's kind of scary how you can just like literally do whatever you want. So yeah, say your ambition.
Ambition. That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah. Okay, what is your spouse's favorite TV show?
Well, Vanderpump.
Vanderpump.
Whatever it is, I don't watch it, but anything reality, you love reality. Mm-hmm. But that's probably reality. Your favorite. Vanderpump? At least, don't you think?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite.
I was going to say
shows.
That or that is like maybe the Housewives of whatever.
Housewives of what? It matters.
What's the OG one?
Well, the OG one I think is New York, but
no,
that's
it's
not my
that
favorite.
One. Is it like Florida?
No, I love like Beverly Hills. Okay, I the love California Orange ones. County. I do actually love the new New York.
Okay, but it's the California ones. Orange County, LA.
Yeah, and I love Salt Lake too. excuse you. Yeah, anything reality. For you, I'm like, oh, I don't really know. You love anything stand up, like we've already said. You really liked like Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders is
I don't
a good
know.
Series.
You're watching some like dumb cartoon right now.
It's called Invincible. It's like, it's by the same people who did The Boys, which is also a good show, but not a good show.
Yeah. I don't know. You can watch like a lot of different things, like documentaries or like dumb cartoons.
I don't feel like I watch a lot of TV though.
Fictional shows, anyway.
Yeah. I don't really have like a no. favorite per se, but Peaky Blinders might be like my favorite.
Yeah, you're more of a movie guy.
Yeah, but I feel like even movies I don't like as much anymore.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. I like old movies now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay, if your spouse were to go on a reality TV show, which one would it be?
I told you I think you'd do good at The Circle.
Yeah.
I think this you would kill it at The Circle.
Thank you. That would be
I think so you would fun. Have so much fun.
Yeah, it would be super fun.
Yeah.
Yours is 100% Survivor. Yeah. And you would also kill it at Survivor, but you would be voted off like
I'd get
week
voted
three.
Off quick. People would hate me.
You would be too big of a threat. People would be like, oh, we have to get him out immediately because you'd be too big of a threat. But
either,
you would be so good.
Either I'd get lucky and I'd click with a couple of the dudes and we'd ride it to like the, what's it called? The merge. And then at the merge, I'd get voted off like ASAP.
Yeah.
I'd be like the dude that if I didn't win the whatever, the individual event, yeah. I'd be gone. Like every dude in every season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would kill it though. You would also be good on like Alone or something.
I don't think I would. I don't have the hunting skills like or scavenging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I can survive. I don't think I would do good there.
A little Naked and Afraid, maybe.
Again, I don't have like.
Just kidding.
Those are like legit bushcraft stuff.
I don't
do.
No, you would do amazing on Survivor, though. You'd kill it.
That one would be fun.
Okay, who is the fun parent? What do you think?
I don't know. Probably you.
I feel like you and I
balance each other.
Yeah, but like we are both like equally fun, equally strict.
It depends on what it is. Yeah, because there's certain things I definitely crack way down. Like you let them watch a lot more TV than I do. And then like you let them like wander around while they eat food. And I'll, like, make them sit down and I won't let them leave the table till their food's gone.
Yeah, but I feel like also, like, I don't know, you'll, like, roughhouse with them more. And, yeah. like, on the weekends, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to take the girls out to do this. And, you know, like, I just, like, you get them out a little bit more, like,
but outside of the neighborhood. But that's because I don't get to see them.
Yeah.
I don't see them during the week really that much. And so on the weekend, it's, like, my time to, like, hang out with them.
Yeah, I feel like I take them out, like, daily, but, like, around the neighborhood and to, like, parks
you
and
take,
stuff.
You take, like, Rowan to, like, dance and tumbling.
Sure, yeah. But I'm saying you take them, like, to the Dinosaur Museum and the Butterfly Museum. And, you know, you get them out and around more. I don't know.
That's probably equal, honestly. Yeah. There's different things we're strict on.
Yeah, I think so, too. What would you buy if you won a $1 million lottery today?
Today?
What would I buy? I think you would either pay off the houses or you would buy another house.
Probably buy a fourplex.
Okay, a fourplex.
Yeah, more real estate.
Okay.
Probably pay off at least one of our properties and then just invest in more real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about $1 million like post-tax or pre-tax?
Oh my gosh, David, just $1 million.
Okay, $1 million post-tax.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you buy?
Yes.
I feel like you'd want to go on like a trip.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you'd want to go on like a lavish vacation.
Okay, but then what would I do with all the rest of the money? Because you know that's not $1 million.
I don't know. Honestly, you'd probably, yeah, like, I feel like we'd have the discussion and, yeah, we'd probably invest it.
No, if I did not have to have a discussion with you, what would I buy?
I don't know. You don't really, like, care about big things like that. Like, you don't care, okay. Like, if as long as you have, like, a reliable car and a place to live, maybe a house. I don't know.
I'm going on trips for life.
You would definitely want to do a trip, like, number one.
Yeah. I think I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
What is your spouse's favorite candy? You
like the nerd clusters.
Oh yeah, I love nerd clusters.
That's your favorite candy, at least right now.
Yeah. You are like, I don't even know. Twizzlers, Sour Patch Kids. You are like a candy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Reese's. I'm trying to think what else.
What's the one most recently though?
Most recently?
Yeah.
It's like a new development.
I literally, like, when I was gone for a few weeks, uh-huh. like a month.
Oh, gummy bears.
Like, but what?
Albanese.
Yeah, Albanese gummy bears is the best. That's number one. And then Sour Patches are a close second. Yeah. I definitely am into, like, candy. And Rowan loves Sour Patches.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to, like, buy them with her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's boring. She just likes the, like, original Sour Patches.
I don't think that's boring. I think those are the best.
No, also. There's like the watermelon ones and like the tropical ones. Watermelon, and I was like trying to get her to get the tropical ones at Walmart this week. And she's like, no, I want these ones.
Yeah, tropical ones are not good.
No, those ones are super good.
But the watermelon are superior, I will say. Okay, which celebrity does your spouse most resemble? For you? I mean, I don't personally see it too much, but I've heard people say you look like Shaun White. People,
because I have like strawberry blonde hair.
Yeah, Macklemore. You probably get more than anything.
I've heard Macklemore from multiple people, like outside of high school. In high school, they're all like, "Oh, Shaun White," because it's the only famous redhead ever.
Yeah.
But I do think I've gotten Macklemore from multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her name, but what's that chick that everyone's like, "You look like"?
I don't know.
You don't remember her name?
Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh, I think you're thinking of Dove Cameron.
Yeah.
And that was when she had like platinum blonde hair, but I actually don't think I look like her. I just think people saw the platinum blonde hair and immediately put us together.
No, but I like looked at her and I was like, yeah, I can see it. But like, no, like, I don't know. No one really comes to mind per se.
Yeah. People all throughout my life have been like, oh, you remind me of this person and
but
this
they're
person.
All different.
Yeah, and they all look so different. And I will like Google them. They'll be like random like side characters and shows and stuff. Like I'll have to go Google them. And I have never seen a celebrity that I think looks like me. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have a good one.
Okay, what is your spouse's zodiac sign? Do you know mine?
Damn it.
You're a Taurus.
Yeah, I know that. You're a Cancer.
No.
Hang on. Is a Cancer one of them?
Yes. It's okay if you don't know.
Honestly, I can't remember.
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. I knew that.
Yeah.
Capricorn.
Mm-hmm. Need to learn your zodiac signs.
Yeah. I watched the Zodiac Killer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or it's just called Zodiac. It's actually really good. It's got Robert Downey Jr. and Jake Gyllenhaal.
You know that we don't stand Jake Gyllenhaal on this podcast. No.
Good movie.
What?
Good movie.
No. Who is the best cook?
It depends on what we're cooking.
100%.
Because you're really good and you can follow any recipe and it's amazing. Like you just, what was that one steak one that we just did tonight that you found last week?
Oh, it's not a steak recipe. It's like a chuck pot roast recipe. It's like a crock pot recipe. Well, it's so easy. It's
easy.
But it has like, it's just basically like a chuck pot roast and then it's like pepperoncinis.
But you do a lot of really good casseroles. Like what's that other casserole that was like really good?
I don't know.
And like you do like a lot of different casseroles and stuff. I don't know. You can really cook. But then and you can bake now, which is awesome.
Thank you.
But then I'm good at like meats. Like I mean, I have a smoker, so that's like a easy like cheat code.
Yeah, you win at meat in general. Like you're really good at smoking, really good at grilling. And then you win in the breakfast category too.
Yeah, my French toast is pretty good.
Yeah, the French toast is real good. So,
but your sourdough pancakes are bomb.
Thank you. They are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's like baking. Baking, cooking are different. Anyway.
Yeah. I think that's hard to say. It depends on the category.
Okay, what is something your spouse does that they hate, but nevertheless does because it makes you happy? You take care of like all the yard work, which is something that like I have no desire to do.
But I like that though.
Okay.
Like at least the grass. I like to mow the lawn.
Maybe let's not say like green. You hate it so much, but like, you know, I hate it. So you do it.
I just do it and I don't ask you.
I don't know.
I asked you once last year to help me weed and you straight up just ignored me. You literally ignored me. I was like, hey, sweetie, like we've let this go. Can you just help me? We'll like crank it out in like an hour. And you didn't come.
Ghosted you.
You just ignored me.
Yeah, I do hate the yard work. You also mop the floors a lot for me.
I vacuum.
Yeah, you vacuum.
One thing that I've never done our entire marriage, even including while you're pregnant, the bathrooms.
Yeah, David has never once cleaned a bathroom.
Never not once touched the toilet since I've been married.
Honestly, that is asinine.
I hate it though. I hate it.
Yeah, I will be like 38 weeks pregnant, like cleaning the whole bathroom on my hands and knees.
But I do dishes and stuff.
Yes, you. I will say
I do dishes most nights.
I am not arguing with you. I will say I think you help a lot around the house, which I'm always grateful for. So.
But yeah, I don't do the bathrooms.
Okay, fill in the blank. Your spouse is most happy when.
The kids are asleep.
The kids are asleep. Truly, truly.
It's just a nice time of night. It's peaceful. We can hang out.
I would say you're most happy when you're working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to work out with you. It's nice. We can sometimes in the garage.
Mm-hmm. When the kids are asleep.
Yeah.
What a good answer. Okay. Other than your wedding day or birth of your children, what day of your marriage would you most like to experience again? For you, I think it would be Derby Pass.
Yeah. So like at Ranger School, you get after the first phase, you get like, it was an 8-hour pass that you're supposed to go and like get a haircut and do your laundry and buy crap. But anyway, yes,
but backstory at Ranger School, Haley and I have touched on this a little bit in like our, I think it was like our
military spouse one.
Yeah. Military spouse episode. But, Ranger School is a school that you go to where you have no contact with your spouse. So like you can do handwritten letters and that's basically it. But you also like don't know how long your spouse is going to be there. It's like what, 9 weeks minimum? But you can
64 days minimum. But like I went during COVID
Yeah.
And so I had to do like a 2-week quarantine. And then because,
oh my gosh, I forgot.
Like I'm a guard guy, I had to go to the like a pre-ranger course for like almost 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I went into ranger school and I recycled the first phase. And
yes, so which then, was Darby is which the first was Darby. Phase.
And so then I had to do that phase again.
But you had to wait three weeks it was like in between.
It was like a 6-week setback essentially because it was their summer block leave. So all the instructors got like 2 weeks off for the summer break. Uh-huh. And then I was just stuck there doing like painting bathroom stalls and rocks and stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, David had to sit there for an extra 3 weeks, which normally they don't have to do. Did Darby phase again, which was another 3 weeks.
So we were at like 2 months-ish, a little over.
Yeah. And anyway, I surprised David and flew out to go see him for what they call Darby Pass, which is, like he said, an eight hour pass. Yeah, after the Darby phase, where, yes, they go get haircuts. What else do you do? Like, go buy supplies or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's like a refit day, essentially. But you can, like, go out because you have to go buy different equipment. Mm-hmm. And we went with the roses.
Yes. Yeah, so there was this girl. So there was, like, a ranger school support page, and this girl had reached out to me, and people go to ranger school from like all over the country, but this girl had reached out to me, and she lived like 30 minutes away from me. She was like, hey, I think our husbands are in Darby phase together, and her husband they were actually stationed at that military base, but her family lived here, so she was living with them in Utah while he was at ranger school. And so they had a home at that military base. And she reached out to me and she was like, I'm going to fly out to Darby Pass and surprise him. And she was like, do you want to come with me? And so I took like a major leap of faith and just went with a girl who I did not know to go surprise David for an 8-hour pass.
Ashley and Kevin.
Yeah. Ashley and Kevin, we love you. They're like lifelong friends now, but anyway, I would have to say that would be yours.
Yeah, that definitely, honestly, that was better than our wedding day. Like, honestly, it was way better. It was just great because it's like, it's not like a great environment. It's just high stress. And so to get like a legit breakaway to like get into like a real shower and not like the crappy military showers, and then like to eat real food, we went to Qdoba. Because I love Qdoba, and then they're on like every military base ever. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it was just great. Mm-hmm. Yours, second to our wedding, that's tough. Second to our wedding.
I don't even have anything in mind.
I would maybe just like our trip to the Bahamas, maybe.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's a specific day.
The day we swam with dolphins, because you were like mad at me because you're like, I don't want to swim with dolphins. Because you're not, like, the best swimmer or whatever.
I cannot swim.
Well, and we were going in, like, the legit ocean, not just, like, a pool. Uh-huh. We were going into the ocean to swim with them. And you were, like, freaking out. And then after, you were like, that was amazing. That was the best ever. But I don't know. I can't. Other than that, I know that you were really happy then, so.
It was a good day. I don't know that it compares to our children being born, but it was a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is our last question.
Okay.
Who wears the pants in the relationship? David.
Sorry. My first podcast. I'm not meant for it. Who wears the pants? Yeah. I don't want to answer.
Well, David thinks he wears the pants. That's why he does not want to answer.
Chelsea thinks she wears it, so we're tied.
I do not think I wear the pants in the relationship. I heard once that whoever is in control of the remote wears the pants in the relationship.
That's hilarious.
And you always are in control of the remote.
Yeah, but it's because you like are on like TikTok or something while I'm like putting the show on. Or you're busy doing something.
I would not say you wear the pants in the relationship, but I would say that I am more easygoing than you. So you get away with more of like what you want.
Yeah, but I feel like
you want things done.
I feel like our goals align though.
Yeah.
Like everything that we've ever wanted, like we always have like a running 5-year plan and stuff. And I feel like we're like always on the same page. Mm-hmm. Like even like we're wanting to get some stuff done to our yard. And I was like, what do you want? You know, this is kind of what I'm thinking. What are you thinking as far as like what our budget is and whatnot that we're willing to put down? I feel like we're always on the same page. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I think you're more easygoing and you're just like happy with whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like not easygoing.
Yeah, you are not.
I want things done a certain way.
Yeah, you. But. Yeah. Yeah. Little things matter to you more than they do to me.
Yes.
But anyway, that is the end of our newlywed game.
Yeah, that was fun.
That is the end of your very first podcast episode.
I feel like, Haley, you have to do this with Vince. Just put it in the backlog of the questions because that was kind of fun.
Yeah, David was so nervous. How was it?
Tell it was
me,
good.
Tell me how it went. How do you feel?
I thought it was good. It's going to be weird if good. I listen to it. Maybe I won't listen to it.
You will listen to it. David has listened to every single episode.
So far, yeah.
Our number one fan, true supporter. Okay, well, time to sign off. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you guys have a great week. Please make sure to go follow us at twoblondes.onepod on Instagram. Give us a like, rate, and review on our podcast. Helps us out a lot. David, thank you so much for joining me today. So I did not have to do a solo episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you. All right. Well, Haley and I will be back together next week and we will talk to you on Monday. Bye.